Yeah, it was good. I thought, obviously, it had to be an exciting game to watch, so at least there was some entertainment value there. Maybe not for the coaches, but for the fans. But it was a good win for our guys. We're getting more resilient as a team now, and I think that's a good sign for us, you know, in terms of just mindset of our players. When I first got here, if we would have gave up the third goal, you know, it might have been a different result. And right now we're getting to be more resilient to find ways to win games instead of finding ways to lose games.
Which is a good example of that. Maybe when you took the penalties in the second period, you probably spent about 14 minutes in your own end. And then eventually it started moving the other way once you guys stayed out of the box. Is that a good example of what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the penalties, we have to get better in that area. But certainly we're able to bounce back out of situations a lot better as a group. And whether it's a shift after a goal or, you know, after special team situations, good or bad, we got a shorthanded goal, they got one. So, you know, the ability to bounce back from those situations and put those behind you is key for a team.
Ron, when you talk about
the last goal is the kind of thing where you see the snippets of the right goal, wait, skate it over nice a little bit. You're just trying to harness that from them for whatever few minutes you get from them.
Yeah, and we wanted to surround them. We surrounded them with Jokinen and staff tonight in terms of some really solid players to give them, you know, some veteran leadership on the wings. And we tried to get them out there as much as possible in the matchups, and even, you know, when we didn't have the matchup, to see how he would do. And there's certainly signs there to the way he's playing. It's just the consistency, I think. Now, I think today's game was better than the last game, and the one before that was good. So he had good and off game, and then I thought he was good again tonight. So, now it's just building those. And then when you build those, you build more minutes, and then the rest in other situations come off those minutes.
Ron, when you talk about resilience, how much does it mean to the team to have its captain step up at a time when he's needed?
Especially with Van out today, that was huge, and obviously Melzy. I mean, those guys are key in those situations, especially with some of the snipers they had. Melzy had some big saves, and Palmer and Cody. Cody made some big plays out there. So you need those guys. You need your best players to be your best players in this league on a nightly basis, and we've been fortunate in this last stretch that's been the case, especially when Van was out.
Did Marcus seem a little more determined on Fox? It seemed like he was getting in there first and maybe winning some more battles than he had.
Yeah, and he was. I saw some physical play from him tonight. He had some, a couple nice hits where he took guys off their feet. But it's a work in progress, and I saw some good things out there tonight.
You're talking about big, your main guys making plays. That's two straight blowout shootouts. It does seem like there's a certain mentality when they've gotten to that point where they have said, we are just going to win this game right now. You sense that?
Yeah, that's part of that. We got into overtime and have a power play and don't score, and that can take a team into a tailspin mentally. And I think we got out of that, and we kept going and executing. And then, at that point, the only thing we can do is try to find a way to get the last point in the shootout. And they had some good shooters when you look at their sheet comes over, and we've been really good in that area too in the last couple of games. We finished, both guys finished tonight, and that just puts a lot of heat on other teams. And then we have O'Brien in the net, so that kind of adds to things when they have to score in that pressure situation. And he made a big save there.
You don't have a Vanek. Who was going third?
I think we had Nathan Gerby on the sheet.
Coach, what did you think of Brian Flynn's first game?
It was good. I thought it was good. I'd have to watch the video, and we'll do a lot of teaching and stuff. I'm sure there was a lot of anxiety and just, wanting to do well in his first game. And I know he's got a lot more, and he's a player that'll get better and better as we go here. He adapts to situations very well and very quickly, and I'm sure he'll adapt to the speed, the pace, and be a good hockey player for us.
Will he stay up when he goes to New York?
Yes.
Where's the power play in your mind? I mean, you got pace is an issue, keeping pucks in at the point is an issue.
Yeah, it was more urgency, I thought, tonight for our guys. You know, a lot of times you get on the power play and you sigh, and that's, you know, where we are as a team. We're in that same situation. We really don't have time for that right now. And that kind of is where the power play is, I think. You know, we're getting some zone time, but the urgency right now, you know, whether it's on the breakout or entries, can be better. And again, in this league, you have to score power play goals. Difference tonight could have been separation of a couple goals, and then you're not worried about how tight you have to play down the stretch to keep the game, you know, a one goal game or a tie game. So, and I know that area will get better. We have to concentrate on it here and focus. And you know, early in the season it was going really well, and it's found a little bit of a drought. And I'm sure the guys that are on it will find a way to get it back to where it needs to be.
Stanley went to the back for a bit. Then
Yeah. He got elbowed in the face, basically, so he went off for a while.
Did you notice any frustration in Bonneville during this sort of slump the last 11 games before this, you know, during the time of turmoil with this captain? That was bothering him?
Not really. Since I've been here, he's been great in terms of attitude and mindset. You know, really good communication and working and practice in every situation, and I don't think there's a lot that really rattles him as a leader, and tonight was a situation where he just worries about the next game and was able to be a huge part of our win tonight.
Any thought on who being that tomorrow night?
We'll talk it over again and figure it out in the morning. Jonas will get in here in the next little bit, but we're just trying to find time, and especially with the team rolling, so.